Hi, this is Ava from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI automation and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, September 29th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. ChatGPT users can now buy things straight from the chatbot. Its owner, OpenAI, said today that U.S.-based users will be able to buy goods from online marketplace Etsy's domestic sellers, as well as some merchants on Shopify's e-commerce platform. The service is called Instant Checkout. The company also unveiled Agentic Commerce Protocol, a way for merchants to build integrations with ChatGPT and make their products shoppable inside the chatbot. Staying on OpenAI, we exclusively report that the company is planning to release a new version of its Sora video generator that uses copyrighted material unless copyright holders opt out. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Sources say the new version is expected in the coming days. OpenAI declined to comment on any upcoming products. And a quick note, News Corp, which owns The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. And the Trump administration is expanding its trade blacklist. Earlier this year, the U.S. added dozens of Chinese companies to the list over national security concerns. And American businesses that want to sell technology to these companies need approval from the government. Now, the Commerce Department wants to stop overseas companies from using subsidiaries to circumvent those sanctions. Starting tomorrow, if a company on the list is the majority owner of another firm, that business will now also be subject to the same restrictions. The new rule would potentially affect thousands of companies globally, but China's tech sector would be hardest hit. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.